The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, much is discussed about mindfulness and the impact that the mind can have on our bodies. But what about the science behind it all? From coaching elite athletes to business leaders, performance psychologist Jerry Hussey has focused much of his work on the importance of this body-mind connection and, of course, the science behind it. He's with me now. Jerry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know, for example, that if you are nervous about something, that your tummy might get a bit upset. You might have to rush to the loo. So that's your mind telling you something's about to happen and your body responds. So there is, apparently, to everyone, a mind-body connection.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And thankfully, you know, the research and the curiosity and the science is delving deeper and deeper into that. And I think, you know, even when we talk about the mind-body connection, it can be a bit misleading because connection still implies two separate entities would have connected. What we know now is that there is no separating the mind, the brain, the nervous system, the hormonal system, the endocrine system, and the immune system. So all of those are either in a state of balance or imbalance. And when one goes out of balance, if the mind goes out of balance, it has a massive impact on the rest. Or if your gut health is out of balance, that can have a massive impact on your health. So what I've been trying to do for the last 20 years is get this integrated approach where we realize that just because the change might be in your gut, the causation of that change might lie elsewhere.
It suggests that we could heal ourselves by getting our mind in order. You've got something wrong with you and you just kind of motivate your mind to fix it.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that we have a really balanced conversation on this because I don't want to fall into where we say we can heal everything or that our thoughts alone are what making us sick. Mm-hmm. I think the sensible ground is the mid-ground.
Well, we know that worry makes people sick.
Absolutely. So when we have our nervous system is sympathetic and parasympathetic, and sympathetic is your stress, fight or flight. In short-term use, it's actually very good for us. So it's good to be in stress. It's good to put ourselves a bit of a pressure. But what we do know is if we stay in prolonged periods of sympathetic dominant state, which we're in fight or flight, we're operating from the limbic brain, we're in hormones such as cortisol, adrenaline, that has a massive negative impact. So acute stress short-term is good for us, but chronic stress begins to impact the hormonal system, the immune system. In fact, every system goes out of balance in a state of prolonged stress.
Now, we want to talk a little bit about athletes, high-performance athletes, not necessarily the Sunday jogger. If you're about to run the 100-meter final in the Olympics, presumably the best way is not to get stressed until the very last minute when the stress might be helpful to get out of the blocks quickly.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a thing called optimal arousal control. And what this means is you wake up in the morning, you mightn't be competing till 5 p.m. It's the biggest event of your life. It's the Olympic final. And your mind always wants to go to the place of threat. So it wants to get you ready. So the danger is it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Now your nervous system, your emotions are all activated. But that's burning critical energy that you need to finish the race. So we have a simple system I use, traffic lights, green, amber, red, and we teach athletes how to break the day down so that in each part of the day, using techniques like visualization, meditation, or breath work, they can actually regulate their nervous system to stay in the optimal arousal zone for that state. And you're right, it's only at the very end, as the whistle or the gun goes, that's when you switch on.
Because I can understand that if you, for example, are getting anxious about that final at 5 o'clock this afternoon, you've woken up at 8 in the morning, you might find yourself rushing to the loo and so on. So all your plans for nutrition and fueling the body go out the window because your tummy's upset. So that's no good. So I often see with, for example, we hear about professional footballers, be they soccer or be they rugby or be, I'm not sure about the GAA guys, because although they train professionally, they may not have all the resources that the professional athletes have, but they'll have a routine. They get up there, they know what they're going to have for breakfast, they know they're going to have a captain's run or something like that. They know they're going to have a little nap. It's all laid out as a way, I presume, to not trigger that stress hormone until they need it.
Absolutely. And one time ago, sports psychologists, you know, they were the lad that came in with the hurl and did a load of shouting and motivation. Thankfully, that them days have gone. And now you hear athletes.
Does that not work, though?
A little bit. We all need it at times. But now you hear athletes talk about nervous system regulation, brain state regulation, and they have this idea that we can be empowered. But it's not just in sport because, you know, if you're a mom or dad, if you're working in a high-stress job, your life is actually probably more pressure than being an elite athlete. And what I've been trying to do is show that these techniques, this idea of nervous system regulation, taking the body out of stress to become more calm, more focused, more in the present, is actually as applicable to everyday life. Because every day in life, if we are staying in that chronic state of stress and we're not regulating the nervous system, we're not regularly taking the body out of a state of stress, we know from science that can lead to chronic illness. So I think while it's very, you know, useful for Olympic athletes, it's actually very useful for everybody to learn these simple techniques.
Now, sometimes the stress is inflicted and it's unavoidable. For example, if you're a commuter and you find yourself on the M50 for an hour and a half every day in the morning and every day in the evening, and that builds up incredible stress. Sometimes people relieve it by looking at their phones, which they should not be doing, but they do. Mm. You can often look at the cars around you and the faces are lit from below by a glow, which you know is their phone. Mm. So what do you do when that stress is being imposed upon you?
Well, I think
it's protracted.
Yeah, the greatest book I ever read, Pat, was a book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And a remarkable human being who, you know, endured four different concentration camps. And he learned that how we feel on the inside isn't always because of the external environment. He was the first psychologist, the first book that I read that made me realize that in every environment we have a choice. And the choice is what we choose to focus on, where we choose to place our energy. And he was the person that said that sometimes, even though our environment can be one of chaos or anger, we don't need to hold that emotion. So if you're sitting on, as we all do, sitting in traffic, or you're sitting on the loose, you have a job to go to. Yeah. There's something else you can think about. So what I say to people
but you're
is,
looking at the clock and think, I'm going to be late.
But there's nothing you can do. So with all great athletes, the one thing we get them to choose is their response. So if you can't control the environment, if you can't control the fact that you're going to be late, you can sit there, be stressed, be angry, be anxious, and you're still going to be late, or you can do something about it. So there's a lovely expression that says, in times of darkness, don't curse the darkness, light a candle. So we have an attitude of win, W-I-N, and athletes use it all the time, what's important now. So very often in life, and I work with people who've just lost children or people who have, you know, life has handed them a really difficult situation. You have to firstly give them permission to cry, to scream, to let go. And then at some point, they're going to make an empowered choice. And the choice is, even if I've only 6 months to live, the choice is how I choose to spend that time. And I think a lot of people are living at such a pace in life that life is passing them by. They're not really making a choice. They're waiting to be happy, waiting for success. They don't really know why they push themselves so hard. So this work that they do, when you regulate your nervous system, when you come into a place of clarity and focus, you get to ask simple questions. Who am I? What do I stand for? And in this one short, beautiful life, what would the most courageous version of me do? So I think empowered choice are two powerful words. And that's what I try to give my clients, the courage, the wisdom, ability to make empowered choices regardless of their external environment.
Now, for people who want to embrace all of this or who are curious about it, you have an event.
We do have an event. It's on the 11th of December in the Talbot Hotel, and we'll be sharing all of this, but also we'll be joined by the amazing Marianne Williamson, who is an idol of mine. She's flying in from the States to be at the event. And it's in a world at the moment that can be full of fear and anxiety and overwhelm and division. We want to make a stand for what happens when we all connect as human beings. We want to create a night and an evening to inspire and uplift, to give people powerful tools and techniques to become masters of their own life, but also a space to feel self. So people will be coming to this event who maybe have had a difficult year. So it's uplifting, it's inspiring. And if you haven't seen Marianne Williamson speak in person, this is your chance.
Well, it's called Light Up, a Christmas Evening of Connection at the Talbot Hotel in Stillorgan on Thursday evening, the 11th of December at 7 o'clock, as long as the traffic doesn't delay you getting there. Yeah. Thank you very much, Jerry Hussey, for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.